Unit 12. History. Reading 1. Marie Antoinette. Almost everyone knows Marie Antoinette's famous quote, "Let them eat cake." She supposedly said it during a serious bread shortage in France. For saying this, she is one of the most hated rulers in French history. However, there was no proof that she actually said these words. So why has she been blamed by the French people? Perhaps the reason was that Antoinette was not actually French, but Austrian. Before her marriage to Louis XVI, Austria and France were enemies. Her nationality became a reason to blame her for all of France's bad luck. However, she wasn't as heartless as people say. During a bread shortage in 1775, Antoinette wrote a letter to her Austrian family. The letter showed understanding and sympathy for poor people. Of course, like most royals at that time, she spent plenty of money on fine clothes and jewelry while poor people starved. Her spending habits were normal for any king or queen at that time. As for the sentence, "Let them eat cake," there is still no proof that she ever said it. In fact, it now seems that the famous quote came from a philosophy book about a fictional princess. Overall, it seems that Antoinette has been blamed more than she deserves. She happened to be queen at a time when ordinary people hated rulers. It's quite a sad story, because her letters show her to be a kind and caring woman. Nonetheless, her reputation as a cruel and selfish queen continues to this day. Reading 2. The Berlin Wall. Imagine there is a high wall built around your hometown. On the other side of it are many of your loved ones. The wall is guarded by soldiers, and you are not allowed to climb over it. This was the situation in Berlin, Germany, for over 20 years. In 1961, such a wall was built around West Berlin. It was known as the Berlin Wall, and it stood for 28 years. Back in 1961, Germany was two different countries. It had been that way since the end of World War II. West Germany was a democratic country, while East Germany was ruled over by the communist Soviet Union. Eventually, many people in East Germany became dissatisfied with communism and started to move west. They did this easily by crossing over into West Berlin. Between 1949 and 1959, over 2 million people left East Berlin. The East German government was worried about losing even more people, so it decided to build a wall around West Berlin. The wall was 3.6 meters high and covered in razor wire. Nevertheless, there were still many people who tried to cross the wall. In 1987, the U.S. President Ronald Reagan visited Berlin. He gave a famous speech asking the leader of the Soviet Union, Mikhail Gorbachev, to tear down this wall. In 1989, Gorbachev agreed to open the border. TV news around the world showed ordinary people tearing down parts of the wall. In October 1990, Germany was finally united.